Welcome, and thanks for being a part of God's Laws for Business. We are continuing on with part three of the Law of Quality. This is such an important law because it sets the stage for your customers and the type of customers you're going to receive, and opens up the opportunity for you to be profitable in your business. As we learned in the last session on this subject, there is a price to quality trade-off. And you must understand this because you're always going to battle with every customer, every product, every service. They're going to be judging your quality compared to the price that you're charging. Let's hear the story of Mama Chobi and how she started her dressmaking business and learned this important fact about quality and the trade-off between quality and price. Ouch! A small droplet of blood trickled down Mama Chobi's finger as she was trying to finish the last few stitches in the dress that she was making. She was distracted. One of her relatives offered her the opportunity to buy 12 boxes of dresses from a shipping container. She could have instantly started her new business with that purchase, but she had hesitated. She would have needed a loan because she didn't have the money, but if she had been able to buy and then sell all of those dresses, then she would have made a lot of money. She felt like she had missed a great opportunity to provide for her family. In the meantime, a mutual friend, Mama Hayuka, stepped in and bought the entire lot of dresses. Recently, Mama Chobi sold her first couple of handmade dresses to her friends and family. She's on her pathway, only though to friends and family. Now the word was spreading, and more people were starting to ask if she could make them a dress as well. She noticed the dress that she had made a while ago had a seam that was starting to come undone. She experimented with different ways to repair the seam and found a good solution. She also experimented with cutting the fabric in a special way that felt more comfortable to wear and looked much better as it was being worn day after day. Whether she realized it or not, she was doing a massive amount of research in this stage and was working toward a high-quality product. A friend contacted Mama Chobi. She was making a presentation to an NGO, and after seeing the dress that Mama Chobi had made for her cousin, she wanted one too. This was her very first customer that was not a family or friend. She was excited to demonstrate how good of a dress she could make. On the way to buy the materials, she passed by Mama Hayuka's stall where she had to force a smile on her face. Oh, it was so hard. The feelings of jealousy and anger were at her face, but she forced a small smile. This was the first time that she saw the dresses from the shipping container. The prices were cheap. Everyone could buy one of these dresses for nearly the same price that Mama Chobi had to pay for just the fabric. The clear plastic packaging from the factory had the dresses neatly folded, and she had to admit they looked really great. Her heart sank as she wrestled with the thought, "How can I compete with dresses that are this cheap?" Picking up a dress in her size and unfolding it, she began to study the garment. Yes, the price was low, but it was because it was made very cheaply. To save money, the manufacturers had cut the fabric in such a way that it had an awkward fit. The stitching was also poorly done, and the dress that she was holding had seams that were becoming loose already, seams made without the quality stitching solution that Mama Chobi had developed. It was clear that this factory-made dress was cheaply made. Mama Chobi refolded and replaced the dress in its crinkly, crystal-clear bag as she asked Mama Hayuka, "How are sales going?" She replied, "Great." Well, they were great until she opened. Looking over her shoulder, Mama Hayuka shot spears out of her eyeballs. That other lady bought 20 boxes of dresses off the shipping container that just arrived just a couple days ago. She got such a good price that she was selling 3 dresses for the same price that I need to sell just 2. I do not know what to do. I cannot compete with her prices. They're so much cheaper. She got it because she bought a higher volume. Mama Chobi quickly went over to see the new lady's stall. Incredible! She was indeed selling the same inexpensive, ill-fitting, poorly made dresses, the same ones as Mama Hayuka had. That night, Mama Chobi worked extra hard to finish the dress for her first big new customer. She wanted to make it in such a way that it was much better, much stronger, and more beautiful than what was offered at the market. The next morning when her client arrived, she could not control herself and let out a small chuckle. Her client walked in wearing one of the cheap dresses from Mama Yuka's. "That's a nice color of pink dress that you have," remarked Mama Chobi, trying to recover from her laughter. The lady replied, "Well, it was red. After the first wash, it lost its color. One little spot on the corner here is already unraveling, and besides that, it doesn't fit right. It's cut like a potato sack. The lady that sold it to me was nice and helped me find the right size, but I will never, ever buy one of these again. That is, unless I need a new dress to wear when I'm feeding my pigs." Mama Chobi joined in with a big laugh, thankful that she was not fighting a price battle like Mama Hayuka, who was now almost losing money with every dress that she sold. She realized that Mama Hayuka could only control the price of the dresses that she was selling. The quality, the color, the length, and the style were already locked into place. Her shop was always vulnerable to whatever arrived in the next shipping container. Thankfully, that was not the present nor the future situation for Mama Chobi. She could experiment and make small changes with each dress. Mama Chobi became known for making the highest quality clothes in the area. Every time that she passed by the market stalls with cheap, crinkly packages of clothes, she was so thankful that she was on the better path with a great future. Wasn't that a great story? And all of us know that we could have easily been in the same spot with Mama Chobi, and we could have easily made the wrong choice. But with God's direction, we will make good choices. Well, let's study how to implement the law of quality in your business. The level of quality of your product or service is determined by you and you alone as a business owner. You must set the standard for what level of quality is acceptable and what is not acceptable. If the restaurant that served Kenneth had quality standards in place, the mistake would have been prevented and at the least caught before damaging the customer's relationships. And this is true in the other stories with the tires and also true with the dresses. Perception of your quality with others is important. Test your product or service on your peer mentoring group, your family, your friends, and get feedback from them first before you go to the general public. Find people that really want you to be successful and want to help you. There's where a group, a small group gathered together where you're helping each other is so valuable. You're not copying each other. You're not doing the same product or service, but you're helping learn God's laws for business. You're learning about the law of quality and help each other by judging each other's quality. It's a good process, a good thing to do. Now listen to their feedback and experiment with the ways to improve that product or service until you reach a good price-to-quality balance. Again, discuss this with your group. It is so helpful. Often when you offer high-quality products, you will have to educate your customers so that they clearly know why your product is superior than the cheaper options. This justifies the higher price. This is going to take some work for your part. You must be able to explain this clearly. You will find people that are interested. That's who you want as a customer. Be honest, because the truth will always come out. Never think you're going to hide something that no one will find. Offer warranties or guarantees. Help to ensure the customer that the higher price or higher quality is worth the money. We have a lot of experience in teaching God's laws for business and helping people get started and change their course in life. One of the common things we observe is that some people listen to these things and they just think about it. They just think about it and think about it and think about it, never taking action. You see, without action, you will not have any new results. You will have the same thing that's always happened before. But with action, you can change your course. So with this being said, we want you to think of some action steps here. First of all, determine what level of quality do you currently have. This is going to take some thought. You have to be honest with this, and you have to be able to compare your quality with other people trying to sell the same product or service in the same price range that you are. right now take a piece of paper and make a list of three things that you could improve in your product or service. It could be something that you provide a higher quality of raw material on what you're doing. Maybe it's food. Do you have the right quality before you start? Maybe your business has something to do with cloth, or you're sewing something, or making dresses, or making wedding gowns. Is the quality of your material that you're starting with the right thing? Is it the best for the price that you can get? Also, think about your packaging. How are you making this look? Once you're done, you can make your product look better, or it could be just average. So make this list, three things that you are currently doing that could be improved. Then on each one of these items, make a plan to at least investigate how this could work. How could you take action and make your product or service look much better than it currently looks, so that it stands out, that the customer would say, I want to find that package or that product or that service, or find you in a way that you stand out from the others. We encourage that people form groups, or at least have a couple partners or friends that are in business or interested in business, so that you can bounce ideas off of each other. Don't try to have the same business, but look at the issue of quality and judge each other's quality and determine how you can help each other become higher quality. Remember, God's laws for business are linked together. There's not one law that can stand alone. Quality is extremely important, but so are all the other laws. So think of them as a group. Think of getting better in each law that you are now studying, and law of quality is very important. Let's end this session with a great confession. Learn this, memorize it. It has the power to help change your mindset. Let's say it together. Say it loud enough that you can hear it with your own ears. My ultimate boss is God. I am made in His image. I have the ability to create excellent things with my mind. I can work hard with my hands. God has given me unique skills and talents so that I can provide for myself and others. I am loved by God. I am special in His sight, and I will not waste the gifts that He has given me. Well, thanks for being a part of the complete teaching of God's Laws for Business on the Law of Quality.